The Mystery of Male and Female. Next, this is today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
God created them male and female. That simple phrase heaped a world of problems on those who believe in evolution. Evolutionists tell us that in the early stages, evolution would have produced creatures who reproduce without the need for male and female. They then suppose that some mutation would have produced the gender differences. But what advantage would these differences offer? Quite the contrary, these differences would have been a disadvantage and become quickly selected out. An even more serious problem is that according to evolutionarist history of life, the male and female sexes must have developed in different kinds of creatures dozens of times. No one has the slightest idea how one or a dozen mutations could have produced male and female. To change a creature from having no gender into a male or female requires developing several new organs, changing some others, developing entire new hormone systems, and changing others. New organs and systems would have to be immediately integrated into the workings of the rest of the body. In addition, the independently developed male changes would have to work with independently developed female changes. Changes would also have to be made in the brains of the new creatures, so that they would want to mate with each other. And evolutionists tell us that this must have happened dozens of times. Yes, that simple phrase, God created them male and female, leaves evolution with an imponderable mystery. This mystery is solved easily by God's word. What a mistake it is to say that the Bible is obsolete in our modern scientific era.
For a free copy of our Creation Resource Catalog, visit our website at creationmoments.com. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.